woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
We might actually get some sunshine today.
Wow.
It's been 48 million years.
Feels like it.
It does. It. But you know what? We're going to get it this afternoon. It's 8 degrees right now, going up to 14 today. And this weekend is what we need to be talking about. 13 degrees and sunny on Sunday and Saturday as well. So that's pretty sweet. I don't know why I said Sunday first. Just what came out.
Why not start with Sunday?
In the meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Speaking of apartments, I just moved into my new building and I cannot stop embarrassing myself in it. So my building has two elevators on each side of the hall. And I can't for the life of me figure out which side my apartment is when I turn out of the elevator. So what I've started doing is just committing to a direction. And then if I've gone the wrong direction, I wait around the corner till the elevator doors close. And then I walk back the proper way because I don't want the people I was in the elevator with to see that I don't know where I live.
Things are really heating up for you, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a big day for Peach.
You know what I love? Every once in a while, TJ gives us an insight into how he thinks.
Yeah, and it's
another piece of the puzzle falls into place, huh?
Jax, what's up with you?
I just want to simply say happy Cinco de Mayo!
Yes,
Wednesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. So celebrate as you will. It's going to be an amazing day.
Jesse.
I woke up today upset.
Oh, no.
Because I found out that the picture that Will Smith shared of his dad bought was only for a rollout for his new YouTube docuseries. And I thought it was just a genuine photo. I was like, ah, there he is being cool, sharing his body, being vulnerable.
Vulnerable, yeah. And,
no, just a rollout for his new thing.
And the caption was hilarious. He's like, I'm going to be real with you. I'm in the worst shape of my life. Like, how awesome is that? Yeah. Damn it, Will.
Just advertising.
I'm mad too, Jesse.
I'm mad.
You know what? All my chubby pictures are rollouts too, okay? Yeah. That's what I'm going to start saying. I'm just a rollout.
It's called an eventual rollout.
Yeah.
Me too, Jax. Me too.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think you can agree with me. There are people who are hot, and then there are people who are money hot, which means they're not traditionally hot, but they have a lot of money.
Okay.
Now, that may not be for you particular, but there are a lot of people who are like, man, life would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Now, Kim Kardashian, very attractive.
And very rich.
And very rich.
Yep.
Her DMs right now are probably exploding and have been for weeks. You know, after the Kanye West thing, people really don't have any shame either. Like, give her a second to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, divorces are tough. And this is not her first, but all the same, it's tough.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is now the one that apparently has a bunch of thirsty DMs. Now, there's a bunch of people online like being like, shooting my shot. And it's like, Bill Gates, what's up?
No way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, just you know, sending in stuff. But I think the best thing are the Bill Gates parody accounts appearing on Tinder. Are we into this?
Yes.
I like it. I wouldn't mind coming across that.
Bill Gates is 65.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's like... I can imagine that Bill Gates is probably not logging onto a dating app, but it's still kind of funny.
Unless he makes one.
Yeah. And he's obviously been very, very pro-vaccine and getting the vaccines out and that sort of thing. So a lot of people are, you know, the bios in his Tinder are, you know, I can give you the exclusive third dose.
Whoa. There's some subtext there.
Some people matched with him. And, apparently the fake Bill Gates Tinder account...
Mm-hmm.
We'll start the conversation with you.
Oh.
So there's one. How are you, young lady? I'm so glad I found this application on Bing. And then the person actually in this particular conversation says, hello, so who are you truly? And Bill says, you caught me. My birth name is actually William.
Oh.
William Henry Gates III.
William Henry Gates III.
That's kind of hot. Yeah, William Henry Gates III? Ooh.
I know this is all in jest and that Bill Gates is not actually on Tinder, but there's nothing in the world I would love more than for Bill Gates to actually be on Tinder. And then maybe we get a video like we did yesterday of Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
That girl unmatched him on Raya, which is another celebrity dating app. And he sent her a video saying, Vanessa.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
She unmatches him and he says,
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
It's me.
Imagine Bill Gates sends the same video.
So the weird thing was, he said that to her on Instagram. So he Ben Affleck found that girl on Instagram and was like,
it's me.
He's just chill. Everybody's just chilling in a pandemic.
Yeah.
So you were saying that people are shooting their shot with Bill.
Yeah, why not?
Did you message him?
I reached out.
What did you say?
I reached out. I don't know, like, it's a crazy time. So this is Bill Gates. This is a verified account on Instagram. Said, first of all, because I want to know ASL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know the A.
Yeah. Yeah. Second thing I said is, you up? Message him, you up. So I'll let you guys know if he...
Was it at least seen? Wow. Like, is there that check mark that it's been seen?
No. I got a different message, though. It said, this is Bill Gates. Can't receive your message. They don't allow new message requests from everyone. So things are going well.
So
okay?
It's a rough start.
Yeah, but
you know what? It could happen.
Yeah.
Good luck, Jack.
Thanks.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Here's when it's actually going to start to feel like summer in Toronto. I know the last couple weeks, it feels like it's just been rainy and cold and like it's never coming. And unfortunately, it's going to be like that for the next 2 weeks. They're saying at least until mid-May, it's going to be like it is. And it's going to be a long, wild ride, according to the long-range forecast. And it's not going to, quote, stabilize with consistently warm weather until sometime in June. Now, they are predicting that this summer, it's going to be warm and stormy and sweltery. Which sounds kind of hot, doesn't it?
It sounds like a really hot love story.
It does.
It's odd because that's exactly what the Farmer's Almanac said a month ago, and you said it wasn't correct.
Now, I do want to mention this part of the story, but they did say it has fallen completely in line with what the Farmer's Almanac predicted.
Did it? Huh?
Wow, there's going to be rain and sun this summer. What? How do they ever put themselves out on a limb like that?
We are practicing social distancing in here, but I will come after you. Keep that in mind.
Eva Longoria is making a biopic about the inventor of the Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Yes.
An award-winning actor and prolific TV director, Longoria is ramping up to feature a directorial era with Searchlight Project, basically telling the story of Richard Montañez, the inventor of the chip, who was a custodian at Frito-Lay. Montañez took the inspiration from his Mexican-American heritage to create the wildly popular snack, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I always love seeing a former member of Desperate Housewives move on to bigger and better things.
I mean, it sounds sort of like a joke when you kind of read out the title and what the subject line, but this story is actually pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what she can do with this.
She's very talented. Like, she's done a bunch of, like, little... She's done a lot of writing and producing on a lot of shows and films.
Absolutely. Yeah. Did you know that seeing someone check their phone makes you want to do it too? Just like yawning? You ever heard that theory that when you yawn, it's contagious, makes other people yawn? Researchers in Italy wanted to see how many people would check their phone if they saw someone else check theirs. So they tried it with 184 people who didn't know they were being watched. And half of them picked up their phone within 30 seconds. And you may be saying to yourself, wow, 184 people, that's not a lot. But also that we check our phone every 30 seconds anyway. But the study also found that if someone did not check their phone, less than 1% of people picked up their phone.
Wow.
It's a phenomenon called the chameleon effect, chameleon, maybe.
I feel like if you're in a relationship, to have a successful relationship, you need to be aligned on phone checking rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you over dinner or do you not? If you're watching TV together, like if you got a show together and you're watching it together, are you allowed to check the phone? Or do you pause? Or, like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of, like, little rules.
Yeah.
I've started passive-aggressively pausing it when my girlfriend checks her phone.
How's
that
going for you?
When we're watching TV. Yeah. She loves it.
Yeah.
It's going really well.
I'm sure she
does.
But
I'm just like, don't ask questions about the show if you've just been on your phone, you know?
Jax, you ask questions about the show while the show's happening.
It's because I get confused, okay?
I like to think out loud.
Exactly.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Okay, so, TJ, thank you for trending.
Of course.
How about this? Every day payday, we give you $100 every single day for 365 days. We have your next keyword in 6 minutes. That's two songs, 8 a.m.
3, 2, 1.
Virgin Mornings Rankings.
The top love stories on screen. So it could be... God, it could be YouTube, it could be movies, it could be TV shows that you watch, whatever it was. It doesn't have to be romantic love either. It can be best friends, whatever you want. It's love, baby. And this is after Dom Letty
Dom and Letty, excuse me, from Fast and Furious were called the best love story of all time by one of the actors who played them, Vin Diesel.
Like,
okay, well, listen.
A little biased.
Everybody's
They're
allowed.
Not even in the top 10. Come on.
Entitled to their opinions. Now let's get into ours.
Number three,
Bridget Jones and Mark Darcy. Come on now. It's non-traditional. It's non-linear. It's complex. It's juicy, but it's timeless. I love Bridget Jones.
And they met at the turkey curry buffet.
That's right.
They
through
say buffet.
Through their parents. They're annoying parents. I love that trilogy.
TJ.
Don't call it the trilogy.
Number three for me, Homer and Marge Simpson of The Simpsons.
Oh, I love that. That's
Homer
so true.
Is
so
an
true.
Oaf. He's had numerous careers. They got three kids, one of which, Bart, is an absolute nightmare. Regardless of all this, Marge loves him dearly. And above all else, Homer loves Marge.
She should have left.
All right.
Years ago.
Yeah, she probably should have left.
Did it.
All right. You guys aren't going to like this one, I don't think. But Wally and Eva from the movie Wally. Have you guys ever seen Wally?
No.
Oh, okay. You need to
see
Wally.
Someone's a dad, huh?
All right. No. Wally is a little robot, and his job is to clean up the Earth, but he's the last little robot left.
Aww.
And Eva's job is to come down from space and replant all the plants on Earth because Earth is, you know, we've destroyed it.
Yes, that's
it.
That is true.
Now, does Eva know Wally exists? No, not at the beginning, but Wally saves Eva's life, and then Eva saves Wally's life, and then they're so cute, and they fall in love, and they have a little robot love. It's very sweet.
Did it?
You need to see Wally.
Don't
How have
it.
You not seen Wally? It's so cute.
I
anyway.
Don't have kids. Oh.
Guys, it's a Disney movie. They don't do it. Jeez.
Number two.
Marissa Cooper and that girl Alex from the OC. You guys
that
remember that?
Girl Alex from the OC?
Okay, so
and you're making fun of Wally?
So, Misha Barton, she opened doors for me as a high school senior. It was sure. also like one of the first shows I saw that had like kind of a teen queer storyline, like
yeah.
a relationship, which I thought was really cool. And I mean, the entire thing was cheesy as hell. Plus, I loved Misha Barton. I loved her.
Were you into Misha Barton?
I mean, mm-hmm. like...
You're still into Misha Barton?
You back off.
TJ?
I'm going to get a big sigh from around the room here. But number two, Marshall and Lily from How I Met Your Mother.
There it is. I knew it was coming.
They are nauseatingly in love with each other. And look, they're not just some fluffy love story. They've had their problems. They split up for a little bit, but they worked it out. They got back together. And they were the only true love story in that show because they really bunged up the endings now.
Yeah.
9 years to figure it out, but they didn't.
I can't wait for another How I Met Your Father 10 years of... What is it, Hilary Duff now?
Yep.
That's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Duff dog.
Duff dog.
Number two for me, guys, from The Lion King, Simba and Nala. Oh.
Yeah.
They set the benchmark
for... Why are yours all animals? You have yet to have one human.
You know what? I've only done two.
Animals and robots.
And love can exist. Yeah, I did animals and robots. I'll do people next, okay?
Okay.
They set the benchmark for what I thought love was. So as a kid, I thought I needed to meet someone as a kid and then lose touch and then avenge my father's death by killing my uncle and taking over the kingdom.
Naturally.
So that last part hasn't happened for me yet,
okay.
but I'm assuming that once it does and I am King Adam, then I can be in love.
Can't wait for that.
It's going to be exciting, yeah.
One.
You know what? I was going to choose Simba and Nala for number one, but I'm going to switch things up.
Oh.
And I actually probably should have thought of this anyways. Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask.
I thought they hate each other.
No, they're like into each other.
They fall in love?
Darian? Yeah. Well, he has a thing for her. Yeah. They are
But does she like him?
Enemies. Whether we're talking about the movie or the TV series, there's many different plot lines in there.
Oh.
We don't need to get into this.
Do they end up together? Do we know?
I can't spoil it.
Okay. All
right. I know how I sound right now, but Tuxedo Mask was mysterious and so hot.
Okay. TJ?
It's no secret that I am a massive fan of The Office because I have a very unique personality. I love The Office, and you can't talk about The Office without talking about the greatest love story of all time. I'm talking, of course, about Bob Vance and Phyllis Lappin.
Wow, yeah.
They do
the
love
true
each other so
they do.
Much.
Love story in that show because Jim and Pam, over the years, if you go back, it's a little bit toxic at times.
Yeah.
And Bob Vance once paid $1,000 to hug Phyllis. That's love.
Yeah. The Jim and Pam thing, I'm watching The Office for the first time all the way through. I'm a little curious about the Jim and Pam thing, why everybody's so into that.
Doesn't I think
hit early, at first.
Early Jim and Pam is great. Late Jim and Pam's not so great.
Doesn't hit as cute as it did like 10 years ago.
Number one for me. The greatest love story of all time. Han Solo and Princess / General Leia Organa.
Aren't they, isn't that his daughter?
No.
Let's
stop.
Chewbacca, right?
No. Don't bite the hook, Adam.
So here's the deal.
R2-D2.
Han Solo and Leia hated each other, but then came together when things got really hard and they were running from the Empire and they were hiding on the Star Destroyer. And then he was frozen in carbonite for years. Yep. But right before he was, she yelled out, I love you. And he said... I know.
Yeah. And then she unfroze him, and he said, I love you. And she said,
I know.
That's the greatest love line in the history of cinema right there. Yeah. I love you. I know.
Neat.
Apparently that's...
I love Star Wars.
Stop it.
416-872-9999 and 999-999 to text. We want your picks now. Your favorite love stories, cinema, TV, YouTube, whatever it is, hit us up.
Oh.
Yeah, why not, right?
Oh, my God.
It's Wednesday. Let's get crazy.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The best love stories in all screen and cinema, and you can even use YouTube. I don't care. Like David Dobrik's. What was her name?
Liza.
Oh, my goodness.
Liza Koshy? Yeah.
They were so cute, and then they broke up, and it was the most heartbreaking video I've ever seen in my entire life. And that was the first video I'd ever seen of them together.
Didn't you start to watch that video as a joke, and then you got really involved?
Yeah, I was on a podcast, and producer Jesse brought it up, and we're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. And by the time the 20 minutes were up that they talked about the breakup, I was like, I'm in love with these two. They need to get back together. And they never have. Sad. Now, what are your top three love stories of all time? Hit us up and text 999-999-TJ.
This is a classic from the 416. Carl and Ellie from Up. In 6 minutes, they have a better love story than any feature-length film. So true.
I remember seeing that on a date, and I remember, like, having to hold back the tears.
That's the start of the movie.
And then I looked over at the girl I was seeing, and she's like, it's okay, me too. And then we just both started crying.
And we sobbed and held each other.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
From the 416. If you're talking about The Office, you got to talk about Michael and Jan.
That greatest love story because it's entertaining.
That was a toxic and complex relationship.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to watch The Office for that, because it's every bad relationship you've ever been in wrapped into one.
We all know a Michael and Jan couple.
We all know that couple.
From the 647, you forgot about Ross and Rachel from Friends.
I'm not sure that we did.
Yeah.
Did we forget?
I don't know. They seem kind of toxic, and they broke up like three times.
Yeah, and then like they don't get together to the end in the like nick of time. It's, I don't know.
That's also boring. Yeah. I'm just going to say, you know my take on Friends. They're boring. That couple is boring.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Her handle, by the way, is at Jackson Air.
Stop it.
From the 647, The Boy in His Pillow from Big Mouth.
I don't know what that means.
You need to watch Big Mouth.
Do I?
But you've got to be over 18 to watch Big Mouth. Okay. It's pretty funny.
Jack and Rose from Titanic. Meredith and Derek from Grey's. Mm. And Zach and Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Zach and Kelly. That is a good love story. But it's like, you know, there's a little bit of competition, too, because Mario Lopez is always coming. Slater.
Classic. I just read a text here that we forgot.
Which one?
From the 905. David and Patrick, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah,
how did I forget? Were you going to read that? They're incredible. You love that show.
I do.
Yeah.
So they were adorable.
So sweet.
Groundbreaking, too.
In so many ways, yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. You can keep them coming. 999-999. Best love stories all time on the screen.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario will offer an option for online learning in 2021-2022 school year. The provincial government announced the extension of remote learning as part of a $2 billion package of pandemic recovery supports for schools to help students transition back to in-class learning in the fall. The $2 billion package also includes money for mental health programs, early reading and math support, and extracurriculars to engage students in school life. Again, they're calling it the biggest increase in public education spending in Ontario's history. A couple days ago, Will Smith shared a shirtless photo of himself on Instagram saying, I'm in the worst shape of my life. And now we know why. Apparently, it's this promo. He announced he's starting a new YouTube docuseries about getting fit. His production company announced a collaboration with YouTube Originals for a 6-episode unscripted series that will follow Will Smith as he gets back in shape. It's called The Best Shape of My Life. And he's going to be doing it with pro athletes, scientists, experts, and YouTube creators.
I want to just ask a question, and I love Will Smith, and we'll watch anything Will Smith does. Do we need another series about a rich person getting fit?
Having access to all the tools to get rich or to get fit
quickly. Like, I guess the idea is that you're supposed to learn something along the way with them. But no more series about people getting fit. But it's tired genre.
Nobody cares. Have the access to what he's going to be using. Like, unless they're doing like outside work at like playgrounds. Like, Will Smith has access to way more than the average person.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's about entertainment, right? And like, clearly that's what people find entertaining.
I don't
think this is going to do as well as they think it is.
No, it never does. But it's like, what's the alternative? Are you just going to have an average person get fit?
Do a good movie?
It's a cute idea, but nobody cares.
I would, if it's Will Smith and YouTube, I would just love Will Smith to do a vlog, man.
Yeah.
Just do do a normal vlog. He's so great.
Yeah.
Nope, you guys are wrong. I'm going to be the biggest fan of this Will Smith show.
And also,
and I'm going to get you involved.
Shows about average folks losing weight or, like, you know, getting on to healthier lifestyles actually do really, really well. Look at TLC.
I don't know, because think about your average friend that you follow on Instagram that posts about their fitness journey. It's like, it's annoying.
It is annoying.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't understand why they're doing a series about it.
Because at least he's rich. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just spewing facts. There's parody Bill Gates accounts have been popping up on Tinder that have been going viral all over the place. So it was just announced the other day that him and Melinda are getting a divorce.
Oh, no.
Didn't take long. People have been sharing the profiles on Twitter. One of them, you can see the listing for this 65-year-old's work as a multi-billionaire alongside a bio reading, I can give you the exclusive third dose. Subtext.
Stop it.
Another tweet shared a screenshot of a conversation with Bill saying, how are you, young lady? Before adding, I'm so glad I found this application on my Bing search.
Oh my God.
I like that.
Yeah. The internet is undefeated. And that's what's trending.
I can't wait for Bill Gates' YouTube series on dating. That I would watch.
I would watch that.
I would watch that.
Like, is it? Imagine you're 65 years old and you're getting out into the dating scene for the first time in what, 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's a story I want to watch.
He's going on a spree. Let me tell you what.
You think
what
so?
Kind of spree?
You know what kind of spree? He's gonna have a fun hot girl summer, hot bill summer.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
$250 for your mama or the mother in your life, mother figure in your life, doesn't really matter. $250 in a Visa vanilla prepaid card. It's very difficult. A lot of bubbles.
Yeah.
Is there?
Now, producer Jesse loves to make us squirm, but this one I think is his favorite. He calls it 2 Second Tuesday. Obviously, it's Wednesday, but even so, we're doing famous mothers for this game. And producer Jesse, today it's who?
So I'm going to play 2 seconds of a Pink song, and you're going to have 2 seconds to tell me what song is playing.
Great.
Oh, no.
Now, if you want that $250, text who you think is going to win this game, Jax, TJ, or myself, Adam Wilde, the 999-999. All right, let's go ahead. Who's going first?
So yesterday we started with Jax, so today, TJ, it's your turn to start.
Yay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. We will never be any.
No, raise your glass.
Raise your glass.
We struggle with this game.
That was an easy one.
When you're in the car listening to this, and I know, because I've yelled at the radio too, and like, how do these idiots not know?
Yeah.
It's really
so
hard on the spot.
Much different when you're on the spot. It's so much
and
different.
And I know you hear that and you go, yeah, okay. Because I used to think
so
that,
hard.
But it's so hard.
Okay.
All right, Adam, you're up next. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Nice! There you go!
There's 1 point for Adam.
Thank you very much.
All right, so at least one of us is going to win, so that's good.
That's good, yeah. I think we went 1 for 6 yesterday.
Yeah,
so
we did.
Yeah. Jax, you're up next.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No.
Here we go.
Hey! Great song.
TJ's bad, I can see it.
I'm in a great mood. You know what I love? Not winning.
TJ's thrilled. All right, here we go.
All right, TJ, this is your chance to stay in the game.
All right.
Here we go.
You ready?
Yeah. I'm the broken, happy
ever after. Just give me a reason. About us. What about us?
What about all the times you said you were the answer?
We only played it 800 million times.
Yeah, that's all right. We only played it once every hour and 10 minutes.
All right, TJ's out. Adam, you're up. Are you ready?
I'm ready! I'm not here for you. Oh,
entertainment! Wow!
Good for you. That's when I came out. This song came out when I was in Barry. I didn't come out.
You
this song came out.
I was like,
listen, if you
should have told me this long ago.
We could have been having so much fun. I know, I just remember when that song came out. I was working at B101 in Barry. That's why I remember that song. Okay.
So the game is on the line here.
I'm ready.
If Jax gets it, we have a tie.
Okay.
If you don't get it, Adam wins 3 days in a row.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
On a Saturday night. I'm coming. Let's get the party started.
Well done.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's coming. All right, so it's a toss-up here.
So we'll do closest to. You can go over. How many Instagram followers does Pink have? Adam, what is your guess?
Oh, man. 80 million.
Jax, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with 90 million.
3 days in a row. 8.1 million.
She only has 8 million followers?
Yeah, only 8 million on Instagram.
Wow, 8 million. I said 80,
yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, I said 9.
It was close.
Not at all. But hey, listen, if you picked me, 3 days in a row.
Nice job. Never
happened before.
Way to go.
Anyway, if you picked me to win, we're going to call you back. If you get an unknown number calling you, please pick it up, because yes, we run into this problem every single day. Someone's like, yeah, I think it's probably someone trying to clean my gutters. It's not. It's us. We want to hook you up with the $250.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
All right, producer Jesse, let's talk about this refund line.
This is from Lauren. She says, I'm trying to have a hot girl summer, so I ordered a bunch of clothes from a major fast fashion retailer. And the clothes arrived, and I hated basically all of them. But I didn't mind, because the entire time I was waiting for my package, my tracking number didn't work. Oh. I'd always get an error when I tried clicking it. So instead of trying to beg for a refund — they're not doing refunds right now because of COVID — I emailed them and said my package never arrived, because there was no way to verify where my package was. They give me a full refund, and I kept all of the clothes. I'll probably donate them to my little sister. I know it's a little scummy, but I don't really feel bad about it at all. They don't need the money. But do you guys think I'm a bad person?
Not at all. Not a bad person. Their mistake, your win. Number one, they're a big company, so who cares? Eat the rich. Number two, there's no refunds going on right now anyway. And number three, you're donating them to your sister. But you're still donating them. Good person.
Oh, you know what I'm going to say.
Bad person, don't lie.
You're going to say, definitely do this. I'm Jax.
No, bad person. That is theft. That is manipulating company. And don't call giving your sister your clothes that you don't want donation. Like, stop it. No. You can't do that. And also, beep, beep. Do you guys hear that in the distance? It's a karma bus. That's going to come back on you.
That is good karma coming back for you. No, that is not good karma.
That's theft. And it's not the company's fault. They just got the tracking number wrong.
Let me say this.
They made a mistake.
That's the shipping. That's the shipping company's fault, not the company.
Guys, hot girl spring is in full swing.
Yeah.
So it's important that you know that you got to amp up your budget wherever you can. If none of these clothes are good,
that's right.
You must donate them, first off. Number two, I think absolutely you're a bad person, but I also respect the hell out of it.
No.
I'm going bad person, and the reason I'm saying that
it's illegal
is because it's not illegal. That's not illegal. No, Jax, that's not illegal.
Stealing, that's money theft. Like, that's stealing.
It's not money theft.
No. It's stealing. That's lying. That's deceit and theft. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's stealing.
The reason I say you're a bad
that's
person.
Stealing.
See, I would have given her the good person if she'd ended up with the clothes herself. But because they don't.
That's right.
She doesn't like them. She's getting rid of them.
Yeah, so she donated person. Them.
Bad person.
You're
going to win.
You don't deserve to be on my side over here. Get out of here.
So hit us up. What do you think? 416-872-9999-999 to text. Because of all the online ordering, a lot of this happens all the time. So the question is, what would you do? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Safe to say, people are split.
People are.
And upset on both sides.
Yeah.
Crazy. Producer Jesse, read the story one more time.
Lauren ordered a bunch of clothes from a fast fashion retailer, and the tracking number never worked. So she emailed the company and told them that the clothes never arrived. The clothes did arrive, however, and Lauren now has a bunch of free stuff that she plans on donating to her little sister.
Now, Jax and I say bad person.
But for very different reasons.
Very different reasons. I feel like if to truly win in this scenario, you need to have the clothes fit and look good on you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You have to steal and it fit. Yeah, like, no.
TJ, you say not a bad person, and I'm curious as to why.
Not a bad person. Number one, she mentioned it's a major fashion company, so it's not like she's taking from a small business. Number two, there's no refunds going on right now anyway. And number three, she donated them to her sister. Like, we don't
That's
know.
That's not a donation.
Okay, now what are the texts saying?
The texts are split, okay.
Are
say
they?
The least. Yep. From the 519, bad person. Online shopping is always a risk. Stealing and fraud is definitely not the answer.
Yeah.
Imagine if everyone did that. The company would have to raise their prices to compensate for all their losses. I don't like that. That's a straw man argument. Like, imagine if everybody did this.
It is a bit of a red
thing.
Herring, yeah. Yeah. Yes. But, like,
okay, not everybody's doing it.
I mean,
in a
vacuum.
Stop putting
yes,
down.
But that's a straw man. It is.
It's
imagine
stealing.
If everybody shot each other.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that is not that. Yeah,
guys, step into my web.
No,
this
it's just the wrong thing to do. That's immoral.
Well, sure, but does it make you a bad person?
From the 416, I agree with TJ. Not a bad person at all. These companies make the clothes for pennies on the dollar, then charge major markups, and make you pay outrageous amounts for shipping. Get it.
Just because they're doing bad things doesn't mean you should.
Like, is that karma enough?
Perpetuate bad things.
Yeah, that's not how the world should
all
work.
All right, keep going.
For the 905, you can't ask for refunds knowingly you received the goods. This is why companies have to keep their prices up. Good and honest people. Let me try this sentence again. This is why companies have to up their prices for good and honest people, because other people take full advantage of an opportunity to save a buck. Despicable behavior.
Yeah. That's.
I'm paying big prices because you guys are despicable, Adam and TJ. You heard it here first.
I am on your side. This is bad.
No, you're not.
How about this one? From the 416, not a bad person. My Amazon delivery explicitly says to deliver to my back door due to thieves. So anytime they leave it at the front door, I say it never showed up and get a full refund.
Okay, that is terrible.
Never actually had the package stolen.
Like,
really
bad.
Those are the people I'm alive.
All right, TJ. Yay. Those are your people, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying you're not a bad person.
That's
TJ
so
is like,
up.
It's like everybody who was like, nah, Trump's not going to be that bad. That's what TJ's doing right now.
Uh-oh.
Let's jump off the ship before it sinks.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Stealing from the rich to give to the needy, a.k.a.
No,
yourself.
This isn't Robin Hood.
Maybe it is. Producer Jesse, can you recap the story one more time?
Yeah, Lauren ordered a bunch of clothes from a fast fashion retailer, and the tracking number never worked. So she emailed the company and told them that the clothes never arrived. The clothes did arrive, however, and Lauren now has a bunch of free stuff that she plans on giving to her little sister.
Fair to say the people are split on this.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's 50-50, though.
What would you say it's closer to, TJ? Read some text.
From the 416, bad person. This is stealing. Stealing is bad.
Yes.
You can't just lie because something didn't fit you and slightly inconveniences you.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, how about this, Jax? Not a bad person. That's from the 905. Anyone saying they're a bad person is just jealous.
Might be a bit of a stretch, too.
We would all do this if we could. Plus, maybe her sister is struggling to get new clothes, and she just got a bunch of hand-me-downs.
No. Okay. We're not doing this.
Can we just say on both sides? Yeah. It's like straw man. Like everybody.
No!
All right. You know, what would have been really helpful in this if she'd included the price. I think that would sway people one way or the other. If we're talking $20 here, I doubt anybody gets upset
no,
about this.
No, it wouldn't sway
you.
Theft is theft.
They're saying fast fashion, which a lot of fast fashion places are fairly inexpensive.
Jax, listen, my love, you are above reproach on everything, and I understand that. The rest of us are a little bit more in the gray area. And I'm on your team on this one. I said bad
thieves.
Person.
I work with thieves.
All right, producer Jesse, you've taken all the calls, all the texts, all the DMs, and there have been many passionate ones, and we appreciate all of them. What do we got?
It was a lot closer than I thought it'd be, but it is 68% bad person.
I mean, I'm not shocked, but I feel like that number is a little high. People are being honest with themselves.
Can I be just straight up? Even though it's 68%, it still feels like a victory for TJ's side because that's higher than I would have guessed.
Are you guys good? I'm just waiting for you guys to say I'm right.
Oh, that's not going to happen. You're going to be waiting
side.
A long time.
You are not really on my side.
I said bad person.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Good news, we know when we're going to see summer-like weather in Toronto. Bad news, you're not going to like the source the information's coming from.
You're right, I don't like you. I'm kidding. Oh, I love you.
Jesus.
I love you very much.
As the prophet Brian Adams once said, that cuts like a knife.
Don't bring him into this.
Next few weeks are going to be a wild ride, according to the long-range forecast. It's going to be what we've seen over the last week and a half, where it's like rainy and cloudy and gloomy and not fun. Long story short, by about June, they're saying it's going to turn around to some more summer-like weather. June, we're going to average a temperature around 20 degrees
for the whole month. They are saying it's going to be really stormy, sweltering summer. Here's the part that you're not going to throw the bone.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it. No, okay. I want to hear it. Right. Do it. Right.
This is according to the Farmer's Almanac, which I know Adam Wild is a enormous fan of. Except for that he's not.
Say it.
It lines up with the Farmer's Almanac?
That's what they're saying.
So yes. The Farmer's Almanac claims that this summer there will be heat, humidity, and rain.
You literally liked this news until you heard it was from the Farmer's Almanac.
Well, it sounds like a hot makeout session.
I'm out of here. Like, get, stop it. But anyway. Stop it.
Are we going to get tongue-kissed by the summer?
Maybe.
Maybe. A couple days ago, Will Smith shared a shirtless photo of himself on Instagram saying he's in the worst shape of his life. And we were like, oh, look at Will. He's being relatable. We get it. Turns out that's just a promo for his new YouTube docuseries about getting fit.
Ugh.
It's called The Best Shape of My Life, and it's going to help the star on his fitness journey with pro athletes, scientists, and experts. And YouTube creator is going to be about 6 episodes of following him getting back.
Can
into
I
shape.
Pull the room here? And I don't want to be mean because I love Will Smith. He's been my favorite since I was a little boy. But does anybody care?
No, but
Jesse?
Like.
I'll watch it.
You'll watch it?
Yeah.
Is it just because it's Will Smith?
Yeah.
Are you thinking you'd be interested in it, though, or it'll be one of those things that just passes into the night?
I'll watch it once, and that's it.
I mean, what else are we going to do?
Yeah.
Something good?
Like what?
Donate
like,
our clothes?
No. Like, maybe he could, I don't know, do a good project and not this.
Here's the thing with Will Smith. You could literally have him do anything, and it's going to be good.
It's This isn't interesting.
I know it's not.
And it's the thing is, a rich person with like opportunity and privilege running around Runyon Canyon in L.A. with trainers that he's hired. That it's not realistic.
To be fair, I don't think people would care if they weren't famous. Like, it's Will Smith. I would like to see, though? I would like to see somebody who's incredibly fit just fall apart. Like, I would love to see the opposite of this show.
Well,
watch somebody in the best shape of their life go into the worst shape
of
their life.
How about this?
I would watch that.
I want to see Will Smith fall apart.
Yeah.
Okay? Really bad.
Hey, did you know that seeing someone check their phone makes you want to do it too? Just like yawning. Researchers in Italy wanted to see how many people would check their phones if they saw someone else check theirs. So they tried it with 184 people.
Okay.
Because that's
small sample
a lot.
Size, but what did they find?
Half of them picked up their phone within 30 seconds. Now, I know it's not a big sample size, and a lot of us pick up our phone every 30 seconds anyway. Excuse me. But when people in the study didn't see someone check their phone, less than 1% of people picked up their phone.
Wow.
So it's called the chameleon effect.
It does happen. And, you know, I think in a relationship, you got to make sure, like, you know, you want to have certain things aligned, you know, what you both want out of life. But I also think it's important about when you pull out your phone and for how long. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of relationship arguments that start based on that.
I find that the only time I pull out my phone is to watch Will Smith's new YouTube docuseries about him getting incredible shape. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Everyday payday. $100 every day for 365 straight days. Next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A little bit of good news here. Health Canada has just announced that they have approved the Pfizer vaccine for everybody 12 plus.
Oh, terrific. Wow.
Now, it doesn't mean you'll be eligible right away if you're a teenager. However, that's spectacular news. And I guess there are still the trials on younger children are still kind of ongoing. I don't even know how you conduct those. Wouldn't want to know how you're conducting those.
No.
But I think that's really, really cool. And it's important that, you know, I know that a lot of kids are facing the choice. Kids and parents are facing the choice right now of making the decision right now about what they're going to do next school year. So the opportunity or what they'll say is you're either in class or you're at home.
Yeah.
But it's not both. So you're being forced basically to make
one
a decision now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tough to make that call in May
because
every week this changes super quickly.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, if we can get more Pfizer vaccines, get everybody vaccinated, teenagers should be able to be vaccinated too very soon, which is excellent, excellent news. Now, I want to switch subjects for a second, talk to you about a new trend.
Okay.
Male engagement rings. Now, I want to put an asterisk on that.
Okay.
Because that doesn't just apply. It shouldn't apply to just cis couples. It should be everybody. But usually what happens in a engagement situation is one half of the couple gives the other half an engagement ring. And Tiffany's is saying, well, that trend is going away because of equality, which is a good thing. But equality means, at least in Tiffany's mind, that we should spend more money.
Sure.
So now they're for both sides getting an engagement ring.
So it's not just about one side wearing it during the engagement. It's you propose, but then you also wear an engagement ring during the whole engagement process.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Jax.
I don't mind it. I see, It's tricky for me because I'm not like in a traditional straight relationship. Mm-hmm. And if I were to propose to my partner, or they were to propose to me. Sorry, if I were to propose to my partner, I'd also want an engagement ring.
Are you proposing to your partner?
I don't.
When do you? When's the timeline on that?
Leave me alone. But no,
Moving in at some point, or?
Yeah, we're moving in the next couple months. Yeah.
We call that anyway.
Oh, there's an announcement.
Stop it.
Remember last summer when they weren't dating?
Yeah,
that was cool. Anyway,
but I would like, and this is, I hear this from a lot of lesbians and a lot of queer women, that they would also like to wear an engagement ring that not only one female partner in the relationship, but I also do have a lot of gay guy friends who they're like, I would love to have an engagement ring, which is usually just like a band if they have an engagement ring, and that's not really fair.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you why I hate this.
Here we go. Here we go.
You have to spend more stupid money on something that already costs way too much.
It's not a bad argument.
It's not that I don't believe in marriage. It's not that I don't believe in love. I believe in both. I've attempted both. However, my question is, what is the actual point of the engagement ring in the first place? I think it was to denote that the woman was taken in olden times.
It is definitely an archaic thing.
Right. And the whole thing about even wearing a diamond is made up. We know that.
Yeah.
But we're still going to do it, right? Like, it's still going to keep happening. I'm a little bit like, I don't want to spend more money on a ring. I'd rather go on a sweet honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Can we do a honeymoon engagement instead of an engagement ring?
Was that where you tattoo Take Me Back around your ring finger? Is that what
Take
that
me
is?
Back.
Take Me Back. Oh, my God. Cuba 08 was great. I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to throw this out there as a question to you. 416-872-9999 or 999 to text. Does not matter what the makeup of your particular relationship is.
Yeah.
Okay? We just want to know this. Should both sides be getting an engagement ring? Jax is for it. I'm against it. TJ, where you at?
I'm against it, but that's just mainly because I don't wear jewelry, and it's because anytime I've gone through a metal detector, I always panic, and I don't want to have one more thing
it's
have to remember
to lose.
Take off.
Something to lose. Okay. All right. So hit us up. What do you think? 999-999 to text, like I said, or 416-872-9999. Double engagement rings? Are you in?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A double engagement ring. Imagine you get engaged. They get one for you. You got to get one for them. And then you got to do it again when it comes to the wedding. That's what Tiffany's is proposing because of course, this goes back to the whole, like, man gets woman engagement ring thing. But we don't.
An old tradition.
Yeah, and especially in a city like this, that doesn't exist in the same way anymore. We're kind of past the homogeny of that. So we're just saying, do you believe in the double engagement ring thing? Or do you believe engagement rings at all? We kind of want to know what you've done. 416-872-9999. Anna, what do you think?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. All right. So what do you think about this double engagement ring idea?
Well, I don't know if it's in my DNA or something, but I come from a long line of goldsmiths and diamond cutters in our ancestry here.
Amazing.
So I believe in all sorts of endowment of feelings and emotions, especially when it comes for love and making a vow. And just, you know, I'm not one to be traditional about the whole wedding thing, but I believe in agreements, and I believe in commitments, and I believe in longevity.
And let's be honest, you believe a little in profit, too.
Yeah. So I feel, you know what, and it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg, and there's different forms of it. And engagement ring, I'm all for it, for both sides. Yes, do it.
I'm for an engagement ring, but there's a minimum price for me. Yeah.
Minimum spend?
I don't get out of bed for any ring under 50 grand on this finger.
Boy. Ratchet.
Yeah. Anna, we love you.
It's an adornment, and I love it.
Oh, man, we love you, Anna. Thanks so much.
Ciao.
Anytime. Ciao for now.
Ooh, chow for now.
You got chowed back.
We are not leveling up the chows.
Too late.
No, ignore the chows.
No,
all right.
Never.
Thanks, TJ.
From the 289. Hey, didn't even know this was a trend, obviously, but 16 years ago, I put a ring on my man's finger, and it had diamonds in it because he bought me a big 1-carat diamond, so I'm for it.
Okay. Hit us up with it. I want to know if you've done this, too. 999-416-872-9999. Sam Smith. Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you for or against the double engagement ring? Because of equality, it doesn't really matter one side or the other who gets the engagement ring, but why not both? And that's what Tiffany's is saying. Their engagement rings, by the way, cost between $2,000 and $113,000. That is quite the range.
Well, that's it. You guys aren't getting engagement ring from me. Let me tell you
No, why not?
Don't have the money. I just don't have the money, okay?
Hey, Anna, what do you think about this?
I've been married twice, divorced once. My current ring is engagement and wedding together in one band. I didn't want two separate rings because I honestly think it's silly spending a ridiculous amount of money on a piece of jewelry. But hey, I mean, in this day and age, if both people want to have some bling to show off, by all means, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, they're called the wedding rings.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, so if you're saving money on the engagement ring, then what would you rather spend the money on?
A vacation.
Yeah.
Or... savings.
A dirt bike.
Yeah. Practical.
Gonna get all the guests to sign it when they come in.
Case of Monster Energy drink.
Yeah. White Oakleys.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, guys.
Any more texts?
Yeah, we got a couple here from the 905. I would love to do double engagement rings and then switch to tattoos for wedding rings. That way you don't have a giant diamond getting caught in everything all the time.
Worked well for Tommy and Pamela.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, they did the tattoo rings.
I didn't realize it was 2001.
I forgot that reference. I forgot that they were married.
You forgot that Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson were married?
Tommy Lee's always on Instagram Live smoking cigarettes now. That's all he does.
Yeah, with his wife now is a big influencer.
Yeah.
Brittany Ferland, right?
I think she's from Toronto.
Is she?
I think she may be, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
She sounds cool.
They sound like a real Motley Crue.
Yeah. Where's the bell? Where's the bell?
Bang.
That's a chow.
Yeah, that's a chow for sure.
What else do we have?
From the 905. Great idea. Cool to have both people in the relationship show that they are both taken and proud to be getting married. Another one from the 289. Double engagement rings are totally just a cash grab, which is... hard to argue.
1,000%
true. But sometimes it's okay to be involved in a cash grab.
By the way, Brittany Ferland is from Pulaski, Pennsylvania.
You know what?
Not definitely not Toronto.
Finish Jack's making stuff up.
Welcome to my new segment called Jack's Facts. Okay,
I guess if people are from Toronto and have Wikipedia, tell me otherwise. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? We all lose.
You know what?
Some days.
As trustworthy as a horoscope, am I right?
Yeah. Stop it! Don't you dare!
It's the moon's fault.
Don't you dare!
Hey, we're out of here. We just want to quickly let you know that your next opportunity, the Everyday Payday, is 1, 3, and 5 this afternoon. Are we in retrograde, Jack?
Are we ever not in retrograde?
I'm not even going to talk to you about this right now.
So we are.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.